Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. So we got to the very top of Yud Zayin, the top line. The Gemara says Tanya. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, Haggadah Omer, he said that Elmolei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'avim Yitzchak Yaakov, Kadosh Baruch Hu came, even if he stood in front of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Ein Yechom Lamor Mipnei Tochacha, they themselves, could not stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu because of Tochacha from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Ve'ate Yisyatzu Vash, Vishafta Yitchem Lefnei Hashem, as Kol Tzidkos Hashem Asher Osa Yitchem Ves Avoseichem. That those who stand up and be judged in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a scary feeling, a scary experience, and even the Avoseichem, even the Avos experience such Tochacha, which caused them to tremble. Pasuk says further, this is the generation for those who were Doresh Umavakish, who are seeking the face of Yaakov Sela. So what does it refer to? Pligiba Rebbe Yehuda Nisiya Rabbanim. There's a machlok is how to understand, how to tie this pasuk. Chad Amar one says Dor Lufi Parnas, that the generation goes according to the leader. So whatever the leader represents, whether it's something Tov or Ra, that's how the generation, the door, is going to follow suit. The Chad Amar Parnas Lefi Doro, that says, no, the leader follows after the door. So if the door is a certain way, that's the type of partnership you're going to have. In essence, the machlokas is, who calls the shots here? Who's the one who creates, the sets the tone for the generation? Is it the door, they create the leader? Or is it the leader's nature that he creates the nature of the door? So the Ma'ahil Chazal, what's the nafkamina? What's the relevance of such a discussion? In the end of the day, everybody agrees the door and the partners are exactly the same. So what's the nafkamina? So Gemara says, Ilayim, if it's referring to the Malyusa in terms of a tzidkus, in terms of the how they act in a positive way, the Mar Savar, I Mali Dara, I Mali Parnas. The one holds, if it's a good generation, that means you're going to have a good leader. Well, Mar Savar, I Mali Parnas, Mali Dara. The other one felt that if you have a good leader, you're going to have a good generation. Well, that's not true, because we have cases where you have one without the other. Throughout history, we have one example, Ha'ika, Tzidkio, Dehava Mala, De Dare, Lavi Mala. Tzidkio was a very big tzaddik, but his generation was not full of tzidkio, so you have a distinction. And you have the opposite, V'ha'yoyokim, De Lo Havi Mala, V'Dare Havi Mala. Yoyokim was not a good king, yet his generation was, so you do have a distinction. So it can be referring to a parallel in terms of the tzidkis of the door and the Melech Shebo. So what is the answer? How do you explain the pasuk? Damar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai. But my dich, what does the pasuk mean when it says Bereishis Mamlechos Yoyakim Ben Yoshio Melch Yehuda? What does the pasuk mean when it says Bereishis in the beginning? It should say in the beginning Bereishis. Why Bereishis in the beginning of his kingdom? So it says Bereishis Mamlechos Tzidkia. It says as well. Bikasher Kadosh Baruch Hu LaHachzir Es HaOlam L'Sov Avahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring the world back to a place of chaos to destroy the world. Bishvil Yoyakim, because Yoyakim, because the way he was as a king. But Kevan Shenistakil Bador, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the generation, and the generation, the door surrounding, was actually a good generation. This Yashva Daito, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was appeased and he didn't destroy the world. Similarly, Bikasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaHachzir Es HaOlam L'Sov Avahu, the times of Mipnei Dorosho Tzidkio, the generation in which Tzidkio lived that wanted, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world on account of the door, but Kevin Shenistaka B'Tzidkio Nisyash V'Daito, so Kadosh Baruch Hu was appeased when he saw Tzidkio as the king. So that can't be shot here. So in the end of the day, what does the pasuk mean when it says Dorosho, that there's a parallel between the generation and the leader? So Elalinan Tukva V'Nichusa Kamrina, with respect to their Hakpadis, with respect to their Nachas, the way they act, Rashi explains the very last Rashi in the Perek here, Tufka is their kas, and Nichus is Noach Liratzos when it comes to their anger, when it comes to the ability to hold back their anger. Those are the midos that we have a parallel between the door and the leader. Hajan Lach Yesh Be'erach. Okay. No, we want, but that's fine. We want to prove cases where they're not true. We
Moshe's door seems to be at points that you would someone to wipe them out.
Oh, but that
using Moshe as a leader.
Yeah, but that's I guess a different. Okay, I hear.
But I understand. We just said that Tzidkio and Yoyakim were the opposite, and he is telling us that Hashem gives the money according to the door, but it's not. It's exactly. It also is some stira that from before, no?
No, well, one's in terms of the tzidkus and rishis, one's in terms of just the person's personality.
Oh, just yeah. Midah.
In the Midah being a kas, you can have a Rasha who has no kas, so you can have a tzaddik who does have kas. So I think that's the difference of Midos versus...
Okay.
The new parak begins. It's a little bit tricky now. The third paragraph begins as follows. Hesed Yad Benoder, if a person doesn't have the ability, Hesed Yad is a person who is a Masig Yad, he can't obtain the money that he needs to pay off obligations. So the din is Hesed Yad Benoder, it goes based on the Noder. So Rashi explains here, Hesed Yad Benoder, Torah's din, Hesed Yad, when a person doesn't have the ability to pay, so you're able to pay a smaller amount, Sheha'ani Nidon Be'erchen, Lefi Hesed Yad Yado. So even though the Mishnah uses the word noder, the difference between noder and erchin we saw before, erchin is you go based on the gender and the age. Nedarim is based on the actual value. So even though the Mishnah uses the lashon of noder, we'll see why in the Gemara, it's really referring to erchin. So when it comes to erchin, hesegad depends on the orich, the noder, the one who's making the erchin, the one who's obligated to pay, and not based on the one who's being nerach. So that's the first stage. Hesegad is based on the noder. Hashanim benidar. Now, in terms of the age of the erchin, it goes based on the nidar or the nerach, the one who's being assessed. If I say I want to give erchin of Reuven, we go based on the age of Reuven, not based on me, based on Reuven. He's the object I'm doing erchin on. So that's the first stage. Then the Mishnah says, v'ha'erchin benerach, the erchin goes based on the nerach as well. That's the same thing as the shun, the age. And in terms of the categories, v'ha'erach bizman ha'erach, and the age goes based on the time when you made the initial erchin. So Rashi explains here, Bizman ha'erech kin mefarish l'kamon, she'im herech atma pachas mi ben ha'eshim. Let's say I want to assess my value when I was 19. Davi erech katam, which is the erchin of a younger person, under the age of 20 is a certain bracket. The kodem nisinasa, but before I paid my due, nasa ben ha'eshim, I became 20. So now b'shas tashlumim, when I'm paying, I'm now over 20. You go based on how old I was or how old the person I was marich when I made the initial erchim. So that's we learn from this stage of the mission. So the mission now says hesed yad benoder. Ketzad. What's the case exactly where a guy's hesed yad where he can't pay the full amount with regards to erchim, even though it says again the word noder, that's referring to the guy who's being marich. What's an example? So the mission says ani sheherich es ha'asher. Let's say I'm an ani. And I want to be Marich Reuven, who's an Asher. So what's the din? Nos in Erech Ani. I go based on my ability to pay, because it's my obligation to pay, and therefore Hesek Zad based on my finances, not based on his finances. The Asher Sheherech Es Ani, and Asher, who now assesses the value of a person who's poor. So that person's poor is, let's say, 25 male. So he pays a certain amount of money. Nos in Erech Asher. He has to pay the full amount, because he, the Marich, in this case, is wealthy. He has the money. He has the means to pay the full amount. So this is the example that when you pay, the Hesed Yad depends on the finances of the Marich, not the Nerach. The Mishnah contrasts this to Aval b'Karbanos Eino Kein. When it comes to Karbanos, the halachas are different. What does that mean? It explains here, the Mishnah says, Harei she'amar Karbanos she'metzora ze'alai. I say I want to bring the Karban of Reuven. Reuven's a Metzora. We know when it comes to certain Karbanos, the Karbanos are all the same, mostly. If Reuven, let's say he ate Chalev Beshoge, he brings a Chatas. A guy, he was Mechal Shabbos Beshoge, he brings a Chatas. And that Chatas is the same no matter how much money the guy has. But if a certain halachas, certain Chatas are called Olav Yored, it goes up and down. It fluctuates based on the person's wealth. So Metzora is one of the examples. So what happens if I want to bring Reuven to Metzora? He's a Metzora, he has to bring a Karban Metzora. So I say, Karbano Shemetzora Zelai, it's my obligation. Haya Metzora Ani, let's say, if the Metzora is an Ani, so maybe Karban Ani, I have to bring a Karban Ani. I go based on his finances, not based on my finances. Asher, maybe Karban Asher. So this is an example where you don't go based on the Marich, we go based on the Nerach. And since that guy's obligation is to bring an Asher, or to bring an Ani, regardless of what money I have, I need to pay his obligation, because I was Mechai myself, the same exact thing that he was Mechai himself.
He's not replacing, he's just saying...
Exactly. I want to do it.
He cannot replace.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's the din here. So that's different than the case of Erech. So comes along the Mishnah to quote the opinion of Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani Af Be'erchen Kein. When it comes to Erechin, I think the same is true. I mean, Rebbe's pointing out here, the two cases are very different here. So let's explain how the case is different. V'chi mipnei ma ani sheherech es ha'asher, no sein erech ani. What's the reason why, if an ani says, I want to be marech Reuven the asher, he goes, if he's an ani, if he can't pay it, he's hasig yad, because he goes based on the marech. Why is that? Sheina asher chayiv klum. The asher isn't chayiv anything. He's just an object in this case. So that's why in the regular case of Erechin that you go based on the Marech. And you, if the guy's an Ani, he pays based on an ani, not based on usher. But within Erechin, you can still have the same parallel case of that of Karbanos, where the ani would have to pay that of an usher, which is what? Aval usher. She'omer Erechi alai. If let's say an usher says, I'm bringing my own Erechin, so he has to pay the full amount that he owes as is based on his age and his gender. V'shama ani, then a poor person hears and says, V'amar, and he says, Mashamar zeh alai, whatever Reuven the usher said, I'm obligating myself as well. Even in that case, the ani would have to give nosin erech usher. So again, the parallel cases here are, you could have the same exact case of erechin versus karbanos. It's not a fundamental difference between karbanos and erechin. It's a question of what the details of the case are. So if Reuven has to bring a karban mitzora, and he's an usher, and I also want to bring that same karban, and I'm an ani, I have to bring a karban usher, because I said whatever he owes. And the same thing in Erechin. If the usher, Reuven, takes upon himself Erechin of an usher, and I say I want to do the same thing, I have to pay the Erechin of an usher, because I'm saying whatever he's obligated in, I'm obligated in the same exact case. And that's Rebbe. He thinks the cases can be parallel. Okay, it's a bit confusing. So Gemara now says...
Well, the last two cases have nothing to do with Erechin or with Saras. He's just taking up on his service.
Exactly. You're using that as a Machiah for yourself.
Right.
Yep.
No, it's not the case of
Correct. So the Gemara now says, the Gemara will explain the Shita, the Mishnah a little bit further, I hope. So the Gemara says, Hesek Yad B'marichu. So the Mishnah had said, Hesek Yad is B'noder, based on the Noder. And remember, the Noder, Nedarim, is based on market value. And in terms of market value, when a guy takes upon himself Nedarim, he has to pay the full amount. And if he doesn't have it, he has to get the money. Hesek Yad is only a heter of having to pay whatever you're able to pay, only by Erechin there's such a heter. So how come the Mishnah says Hesek Yad b'Noder? It should be Hesek Yad b'Marichu. And the Gemara answers, no, even though the Mishnah used the word Noder, it really means Erechin. It really refers to Marich. Kedichsiv, it just borrows the term used in the Pasuk. It says, Asher Tasek Yad ha-Noder, Yarichenu ha-Kohen. So the Pasuk calls the guy a Noder, even though it's talking about Erechin. So don't try to get confused. It's nothing to do with market value. It's still talking about the world of Erechin. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. It says, Hashanim benidar. Benerechu, same question. The Shanim age is relevant only for Erechin. In terms of Nedarim, if I want to make a Neder to pay that guy's demelai, his value, that's based on market value. Nothing to do with age. It depends how strong and capable he is. So you could have a 45-year-old who's very capable, and you have a 45-year-old who's not capable. And that could change based on his strength. So here, why come it says Hashanim benidar? Hashanim should be benerechu. It's based on Erechin, goes based on age. And Gemara says, you're right, but I did the Amr Asig Yabba Noder, Amr Nami Hashanim Ben Nidar. They wanted to be consistent in the Mishnah. So once they're using the word Noder for the Hesek Yad case of the Mishnah, they also wanted to teach Nidar of the case of Shanim. But Ein HaChanami really refers to, it should really say Hashanim Ben Nerach. The Gemara now says, quoting from the Mishnah, Hesek Yad Ben Noder Ketad Ani Sheherich Has Asher Nosin Erech Ani. So we had said in the Mishnah, that the in terms of Erechin, you only pay if the Marech is Ani and the Nerach is an Asher, the Hesed Yad is still a Heter for the Marech. Because we look at the Marech, what his finances are. So my time, and what's the reason for this? Why do we go based on the Marech's finances, not based on the Nerach's finances? So Gemara explains, Amar Kra, Asher Tasig Yad Hanoder Benoder Talei Rachmana. The Pasuk you're referring to, Hesek Yad, which Asher Tasig Yad, that's going on the Noder. We look at his wealth, his money, his wealth, to see whether he's subject to Tasig Yad, Hesek Yad, or not. So then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Aval B'Karbanos Eino Kein. When it comes to Karbanos, we don't say that. So Hare Shamar Karbanos Shel Metzora Zealai Haya Metzora Ani Mevi Karban Ani. So he said in the Mishnah that if he says, I want to bring the carbon of an ani, so then it goes based on the nerach and not based on the marach. So the Gemara wants to know, v'yafagav de madir asher? So would that really be the case? If the madir is an asher, and he's now wants to bring the carbon, the same carbon as an ani, he would really bring a carbon ani? V'im dalhu amrachmana v'lo dalhu. The Torah says, who's the one who brings a low carbon, a small carbon mitzvah? Only a person who's a dalhu, only a person who's poor. But this guy, this madir, in the case of the ashir, the madir is not poor, so he should have to pay based on what he has, his finances, not based on the ani, in the case, even by mitzvah, even by the case of the karbanos. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rebbe Yitzchak kishahaya madiro ani. No, it's talking about a case even when the madir is an ani. So we have here, when the madir is an ani, and the nidar is also an ani by the case of Mitzora, that's a situation where you would pay based on the the hesed yad of the nidar, which happens to also be that of the noder. It's a little bit confusing. It sounds like the same thing.
There's no point.
There's no point. Either way. So Gemara says, "V'dilma ale didei chashachmana amadir lo dehaksev hu." Maybe it's only true if the Metzor himself is bringing the carbon, so only he has the dispensation of bringing a low level carbon. Only he's the ani. But perhaps on the Madir, we don't have such a heter for him. Maybe even the Madir, even though he's an ani, if he says, "I want to bring that guy's Metzorah, the same carbon as Metzorah," maybe he should still have to pay that of an Ashir, because the Pasuk says, Dal who? Only if the Metzor himself is a Dal. But if the Madir is a Dal, he shouldn't have that heter. He should have to pay the full amount. So Gemara says, "Amar Rabada Barava ve'en yada maseges l'rabos es hanoder." There's an extra phrase, "En yada maseges," by Metzorah, that comes to include even when the moder, if the moder of the Metzorani, even when he's an ani, he also has the heter of hesegya. So that's the case they're referring to here. When does a mishnah say that you pay that the value of the carbon ani, the Metzorani? It's when the madir is also an ani. That's what we're learning from the mishnah. So Gemara says, "Ava madir asher hachanami demaisi bashiris." So are we saying that if a rich person was madir an ani's a mitzora ani, he would have to pay the full amount, the full mitzora of an asher? Imkain, my ava b'kamar ain't okay. That doesn't make any sense, and there's no difference. It's identical to that of erech, and it really goes based on the marich, not based on the nerach by karbonos as well. So Gemara explains to the top of Yudzayin and Beis now, chada a mitzora ani umadir ani v'chada l'meute mitzor asher umadiro ani. So what's going on? Look at Rashi. Rashi in the top here says mishani chada mitzor ani umadir ani v'chada l'meute mitzor asher umadir ani kilomar. In other words, v'avay chada me'anach mila demasisin. Certainly one of the lines in the Mishnah, dainuhach dikatani, which is im haya mitzor ani mevi carbon ani v'avay umadir ani v'kamari. Certainly the case where the madir brings a carbon ani, it's only when the madira is an ani and the mitzvah is an ani. Ukto kimna, like we already established. Umi'idach milsa nafgulan dibrakados enokain. What does it mean when it says enokain by karbanos? Dikatani imhaya mitzvah ashir, maybe carbon ashir, viafagav de madira ani. So what's going on here is, let's say the mitzvah is now an ashir and the madira is an ani, hainamute medin medina. In this case, however, when the Mitzora is an Ashir and the Madira is an Ani, the Ani would have to pay the amount of the Mitzora Ashir. As opposed to the case of the Erchin, he would have to pay that of the Ani. So we see, this is the example again. This is where everything comes out, where we see the Nafkamina. You go based on the Marech or the Nerech, the Madir or the Nider. When it comes to, again, if the poor person is being madir, a rich person's carbon, the rich person, rather the poor person, has to pay the more expensive carbon of the usher, because you go based on the nidar, nidar by carbonos. As opposed to erchin, you go based on the marich, the ani would be off the hook. Everyone clear on that distinction? Okay, so again, just to be clear, we'll say it one more time. When the madir slash marich is an ani, and the nidar slash nerach is an usher, so what do you pay? By erechin you pay on ego based on the marich, and by karbanos you pay the usher, you go based on the nidar, the nerach. Fine, so that's the distinction. So Gemara explains how two lines down in Amud Beis here, that Tzakadai Techamina would have thought, Halvis Rabbi, it's Rabbu. So I would think maybe since you once included it, you should include it across the board. Kamash Valon. What does that have a meaning? So look at Rashi. Sakadai Techamina, Klomar, V'itzech L'ashmina. And we have to teach me this case. Aval, B'karbanos Enokain. The Karbanos are different. L'ashmina to teach me, Deheicha de Mitzora Ashir, Umadira Ani. In the situation where the Mitzora is an Ashir, and the guy who's Madir is an Ani, maybe carbon usher, you have to bring a carbon usher. The Kasak Kadai Techamina would have thought, Hovis Rabbe Noder, Mive'ein Yad Maseges, that a Noder is included in that phrase, that the Noder is off the hook as well, if the Ani, if the Mitzvah is an Ani, and the Madir is an Ani, the Chas Rachman Aleh, we have Rachmanos on such a Madir, if he's an Ani, Kiave Iyo Ani, the guy's an Ani. So if the guy's an Ani who's being Madir, the Mitzvah carbon, we should be Mekel. Umitzvah Ani is Rabbi Nami, we should also include Afil Hecha, the Mitzvah Asher. Even when the Mitzvah is an Asher, we should still have Chas Rechmana on the Madir if he's an Ani. That's the Havimina. Kamash Balan, no. The only time we give the Madir a Heter is when both the Madir and the Nidar, the Mitzvah, are both the Ani. But once the Metzora is an Ashir, even though the Madir is an Ani, we don't give him the Heter.
And what's the reason for that?
It seems like just the Gzeiras HaKasav appear. We only have by Hesed Yad is based on the Madir, the Marich. So in contrast, I guess it sounds like the default would be we normally don't go based on him.
Right.
Meaning
it's always in the favor of the korban,
whatever. He's also, again, he was mechayiv himself. Yeah, I'm not sure how to say it. Rashi doesn't really explain the svara here.
No, because if you say that an ani who's married at Asher has to give the same as the Asher, then you should be able to say that way around also.
Say again, if a madir.
If you say that an ani who's madir over an Asher has to give like an Asher, you should say that an Asher will give something and an ani should also give like an ani because it's going on.
Right. So we don't say that way because exactly. You need both elements.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, "Then Kamash Malam." Then the Gemara explains that. Fine. Right now, Lefi Shematzim BeErechin. Now that we've established BeErechin Ani SheHerech as an Asher, no saying Erech Ani. So if you again, if a person is the Marech is an Ani, and he's Marech an Asher, he's no saying Erech Ani. So he. He gives out of an ani. He has hesed yad heter. He has for him since he's it goes based on the marach. Yachal af zekein. One might think it's the same holds true when it comes to karbanos mitzora as well. He should also be hesed yad. Yachal af zekein. Tamalomer even dalhu that the din is the only time you bring the lesser karban if the mitzora himself is a dal. If the mitzora himself is an ani, but if the mitzora if the madir is an ani, there he doesn't have the heter. So that's the idea.
That's
the answer. Gemara that says Lurebi Damar, he says Omer Ani Af BeErchin Kain. I say I also hold the same thing by Erchin. Amar we see from here Amar Baser Chiyuva de Gavrezlinam. So we see from Erchin, so by Erchin as well, we go based on the Chiyuv of the Gavra. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains here. If you see Rashi that Lurebi Damar Af BeErchin Kain, di have a Asher Mchuyuv Erech Vamer Ani Mash Amar Zelai Nosin Erech Asher. So let's say the Ashir is Chayv Erchin. And an Ani comes along and says, I'm the same way. I'm also going to give the same amount as an Ashir. Amar Basa Chiyuva de Gavra, the Nerach Azlinim. We go based on the Nerach. Hecha dehu Chayv Klum, Dumya de Metzora. So he says, no, if you're taking upon yourself the same exact Chiyuv as the Nerach, so in this case of the Erchin, if the Nerach is an Ashir, and I'm the Marach, I'm going to give the same amount, I have to pay that of an Ashir as well. So the Gemara said, fine, that's the din. That's what Rebbe comes along to say. So we see go based on Alma Basir Chiyuva de Gavrazim. We go based on the person who's Chayv. So v'halot tzicha kral lemute. So according to this, you don't need a pasuk to exclude it. Hu lemute mai. Right? Rebbe's din, it's a davar pashut according to Rebbe, that you go based on the nerach and the nidar. So you don't need to teach me the special din here, im dalhu. So the word hu is extra according to Rebbe. So Gemara wants to know, according to Rebbe, what do you learn from the word hu? So lemute again lahalo tzichakra lemute who lemute mai lemute mitzora ani umadira ashir. So to exclude a case, if let's say the mitzora is an ani, and now this is your case, Ricky. If the madir is an ashir, sakadai techamina would have thought hol v'amar Rebbe baser chiyuva the gavrazlinan kamashmalan. So there's a habimina to think. So since you're always going based on the nidar in the case of mitzora. And in this particular case, since the Mitzvah is an Ani, you might think the Madir should also have to pay the less amount, even though the Madir is an Ashir. Kamashman hu, only if both the Nidar and the Modir, both Anim, only in that case does the guy pay the lesser amount of the Mitzvah Ani. But once there's a distinction, either the Nidar is an Ashir, or the Madir is an Ashir, and both those cases, Rebbe holds that you have to pay according to the higher amount. Okay. The new Mishnah teaches us now how Ya Ani Vehesher. Let's say the Ani, he was an Ani, and then he became wealthy. Or he was an Ashir, the Ani, then he became poor. So, Nosin Erech Ashir. So, meaning there's a Shas Erechin, where he took Erechin upon himself, and then there's a Shas Tashum, where he paid the money, where he paid the Erechin. Shas Nesina. So, do you go based on the Shas Erechin or the Shas Nesina? So we learn from the Mishnah, it doesn't make a difference. As long as he was an Ashir at some stage, either B'Shas Erechin or B'Shas Nesina, if he's an Ashir at either one of the stages, he's going to be Chayiv to pay like an Ashir. So then comes along.
Does that sound like against what we said in the first
Mishnah? No, that's referring to you're talking about two different people. A Marech and a Nerech are different. The same person. The guy is an Ashir, then he becomes an Anir, or vice versa. So then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ani veheshir v'chazer v'heni, no sein erech asher. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even if you're at both junctions, you're an Ani. You're an Ani b'shas erechin, and you're an Ani b'shas nesina. If one were to be asher somewhere in between, so even in that case, Rabbi Yehuda thinks, you're chayav to pay, no sein erech asher. You have to pay according to that of the asher. Aval, when it comes to berkarbanos, ain't okay. When it comes to berkarbanos, it's not the same. So what does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains, aval berkarbanos, ain't okay. Shim haya metzora asher veheni, o ani veheshir, if you're by metzora, either rich and then became poor, or poor then became rich, hakol holech achar havas karbanosav, like we're going to see in the Gemara, it all goes based on the status of a person, b'shas karbanos. So if the person was ani b'shas karbanos, he gives a metzora ani. And if he's asher b'shas karbanos, then he goes to give the karban of an asher. You know, that for sure it does. But then, so we said if a person can't afford what he owes, he has the heter of hesek yad. So let's say the guy owes 50. 50 is the most, 50 shkalim is the most you could pay. And Reuven only has 5 shkalim. So he initially had 50 shkalim when he made the shas erech, and now at the end he only has 5 shkalim. So he won't get the hesek yad heter because since b'shas erechin he was wealthy, he has owes 50 shkalim. So even though he can only afford 5 now, he has to come up with the money sometime to pay the full 50 amount. So yes, the amount you pay is based on the age and gender. But based on his financial status, that's going to dictate whether he's able to pay less than what's actually obligated. So if he's an usher, any point of the either b'shas erechin or b'shas nesina, he has to pay like an usher. And Rabbi Yehuda is mechadesh, even if he's not, let's say he's an ani at the beginning and an ani at the end, if he was an usher sometime in between, that also is mechayiv him to pay the full amount of the erechim. So then the Mishnah concludes, says, afilu meis aviv v'niach lo ribo osfinaso b'yam uba lo birbuos ein lehekdesh baklum. Even if the father dies, we'll see Rashi what this means in a second. Even if the father dies and the father leaves tons of money, he leaves a whole boat, he leaves a lot of money, the hekdesh has no tainas on the Sirusha. So what's this referring to? So if you look at Rashi, the last 5 narrow lines here, Rashi explains, afilu meis aviv. This goes back to Erechim. Even though we just took a little break and a pause to talk about Karbanos, we're now reverting back to Erechim. So the case of Erechim, Umil Sabape Nafshehi, so it's an independent point here, that Afilu Meis Aviv Shal Ma'arich, let's say the Ma'arich took upon himself Erechim, and the father of the Ma'arich died. Zeh B'shasha Karin Ma'aricho, V'niach Lo Ribu Mana Osfinaso, Gemara is going to explain. In essence, that whatever is chayv at the time of Erechin, if he hadn't yet paid, we don't have to make him dip into his Yerusha from his father leaving behind here. And the Gemara is going to explain, not today, what exactly that case is of the father dying. Okay, let's go to the Gemara now. Gemara now says, Ani Veheshir, let's say the guy was poor when he took Erechin upon himself. And then B'shas Nesina, he became wealthy, he became an usher. So the din is, he pays like an usher. Why? Asher Tasig Yad HaNoder. So he has to only Asher Tasig Yad HaNoder, meaning when it comes to Shas Nesina, when it goes based on, this is the first case, Rashi is a different girsa. Rashi changes around. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, first wide line down, usher, v'ha'oni, if he's first wealthy, and then he became poor, asher tasi yad ha'noder, demasher basar shah neder, how his financial status was when he made the initial neder, and since he was an usher, at the time of the neder, he pays like an usher. So there are two, if you look at the Gemara says there's basically a pasuk on shas neder, and there's a pasuk on shas Nesina. So Rashi, Gemara says again, sorry, Ani veheshir, if he's an Ani and then he became wealthy, Asher tasi yad hanoder, so based on when he was b'shas, when he's paying, if he's an Asher, he needs to pay the full amount. Asher vehenir, Heni, if he was an Asher, and then became an Ani, pi Asher tasig, based on what he was when he made the initial nether. Either way, the Tupsukim saying, the only time you have a heter of hesed yad is if you're both going to be an Ani b'shas nether, and also b'shas Nesina. So Gemara then says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afil Ani, Veheshir, Vechozir Veheni, knows in Erech Asher. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if the guy was an Ani B'shas Neder, and he became wealthy afterwards, and then B'shas Nesina again, he became an Ani, even in that case, he has to pay the Erechin of an Asher, meaning the full amount.
There's a pasuk on that part. Meaning, mean, the pasuk only covers when he either does it
daughter, exactly,
or when he
but nothing in between.
Here, when he became rich, there was it.
So let's see, my time, what's the reason? The Rabbi Huda, what's his reasoning? Why, if a person is usher in between? Amar Kala Pazik says, V'machu merkecha, ad shebe mechuso, mitchiloso, vat sofo. The person is poor in machu. If he's poor, what mean in machu? He has to be mechuso, mitchiloso, vat sofo. He has to be poor the whole time. But if there's a moment in between where he's going to change, he's going to elevate his status, he's going to have more wealth, then he's not going to get the heter of the hasigat. So Gemara says, Ela Miata, if that's the case, anytime it says who, that means has to be consistent throughout from the beginning to the end without any interruption. Is that really true? Vim dal hu. It says with regards to the carbon ani of the Mitzora, if the Mitzora is an ani, so then he pays the carbon of the ani. So Gemara says, Im dal hu, hachanami, is it also the same case that achihe bidaluso mitchilaso v'atzofo? Does this require that the Mitzora be in dal, he has to be poor from the beginning till the end, till he brings the carbon, he has to remain poor, but if there's a moment in the time where he becomes usher, somewhere in between, he's going to have to bring a carbon mitzvah of an usher. Is that really true? Doesn't it say v'chi tema ha'chinam? If you're going to say yes, the only time he gets to pay a carbon ani is if he's an ani the whole time from the beginning to the end. That can't be the case because hatnam, we have a mefurish mission which teaches us that a mitzvah shehevi carbonosa of ani v'hesh. Let's say a mitzvah brings the carbon of an ani and then he becomes a wealthy. Or Ashir Vihani brings out of an Ashir and then he becomes a poor. Hakol Holech Acher Chatas Divi Rabbi Shimon. It all depends. So Rashi explains what's going on here. Shehevi Karbonosov, Rashi explains it Ktas Karbonosov. So the guy is wealthy and he brings some carbon. That's not all of them. So then the remaining ones he could bring as a poor person. Or if he's poor, he brings certain ones. It all depends on what. The first opinion is it depends on the Chatas, which means Rashi explains Hakol Holech Acher Chatas. Rashi, two wide lines down. Hakol holich achar chatas. We know there, again, there are multiple karbanos that are brought by the Mitzora. So it's different ones for an ani versus an ashir. So let's say the first opinion here in the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, all goes based on the chatas. So Rashi explains, two wide lines down. Hakol holich achar chatas. Im hevi chatas behema b'ashiris. If a person brings a chatas, he's very wealthy, he's a mitzora, so he brings an animal of a behema, that's what he's supposed to bring as an usher. He brings the chatas in. So then he's maybe nami olas behema, he also has to bring the ola from a behema as well. Vim, if, however, chatas of banias, and if when he brought the chatas initially, he was poor, so he brought only an ola, like the pasuk says, or ani brings an ola, then ava pisha esher, even though he became wealthy afterwards, maybe nami olas banias. Meaning, what decides his status is what he bring as a chatas. So if he's wealthy when he brought the chatas, even if he becomes poor, he has to still bring a wealthy ola, the bema. And if when he brought the chatas initially, he was poor, so he brought the oaf, so even the ola would have to come from the oaf as well. So it all depends on the chatas. That's according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Huda comes along in the mission and says, Rabbi Huda omer akol holech achar ashem. Depends what type of carbon ashem he brought. That would decide what he has to bring for the other carbonos. Vitani, the Brisa says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer akol holech achar tziporim. All goes based on the birds. So Rashi explains here, achi tziporim, shtei tziporim chayos shumevi letzar chaza, that the two birds that he has to bring for haza, kodem taglachas, before he shaves, the metzora shaves, imbisha shehizu alav, the moment they're sprinkling the blood from the tziporim on him, havi ani vizani bishas haza, then maybe banias karbonosav. Vim bosa shah haya ashir, maybe karbonos bashiris. So it all depends what was his status, his financial status, the moment they're doing the haza of the birds. That's the question. So in other words, there's a three-way machlokas here about what point defines his financial status. Is it when he brings the chatas? Is it when he brings the asham? Or is it when he brings the tziporim for the haza? Either way, we see from here, we're going to go right there, so we see clearly from here, though, you don't have to be dalhu the whole time. If the guy is dal just for one moment, for the carbon ani, for the moment of the chatas, or the moment of the asham, or the moment of haza, that's sufficient to make him give up mitzvah ani, and we don't say dalhu, he has to be dal the entire time. So the Gemara goes right there, still on this three-way machlokas.
Mm-hmm. The day afterwards, because he has to go to the mikvah, and then the next day,
right?
He has to bring both together, the asham and the chatas.
Correct. Yeah. I don't know if he can bring it. They're supposed to come together. I don't know if he's allowed to separate them. I don't remember.
So the chances of him changing his status of from rich to poor between the hatas and
the guy, if he invested a lot of money in the stock market, you know, who knows how volatile it might be.
Right.
But yeah, that's not, it wouldn't be a crazy case, I don't think. But if it were a crazy case, it still wouldn't bother us. So the Gemara then says, Shloshtim Amar Rabbi Itmar Allah, Amar Rabbi Huda Amar Rav, Shloshtim Mikre'echa Darshu, all three opinions, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, all learn from the same exact pasuk. What's a pasuk? It says by the Mitzarani, Asher lo tasi yado b'taraso, that the guy can't afford to pay b'taraso, so then he's able to pay the lower amount. So what's the drasha? So Rabbi Shimon Savar, davar mechaper, that which is mechaper, that's the defining factor. My new, what's mechaper? The chatas. The chatas is what's mechaper for the individual. So Rashi just explains here, where it doesn't say mechaper, it says metar. The pasuk says asher lo tasi yado b'taraso. So where's mechaper come, where does that become relevant? So Rashi explains here, Rashi says around six lines up, Davar Mechaper, the Hachak Sib Mitzorani, with regards to the Mitzorani, it says, the Chiper Alava Kohen, the Samechle, Haikra, the Zos Taras, Asher Bo Noget Taras, the Mashma Asher Lo Tosi Yad Yado Bishas Kapara, Yellow. So the juxtaposition of the two psukim of Mechaper next to that of Asher Tasa Yado, that tells us that the Mechaper, the moment of Kapara, of the Chatas, is the defining moment whether he's an Ani or an Asher. That's the Joshua according to Rabbi Shimon. Comes along Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says, Savar Davar HaMachshir, that which is Machshir him, which is Machshir him to go eat Karbanos and go into the Beis HaMikdash. And it's the Asham, mind you, the Asham is what's Mechat, what's Metar him, which Machshir him to go eat Karbanos and go into the Beis HaMikdash. That's how he understands. And then comes along Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Savar HaGorim Lo Tahara U'mayinu Tziporim. What causes him Tara, the complete Tara? That is going to be the Tziporim. So each of them play a different role here, one in terms of Tumah V'Tara, one in terms of Karbanos, and one in terms of the Kapar of Chatas. They're all three different Karbanos, and therefore they have three different understandings of which what moment is defining in terms of being an Ani or an Ashi.
It's only birds or animals, that's only two things. The Ani is the birds and the
Asher
is the...
There's also, I'm not sure if the Mincha also, I've looked, yeah. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, so either way we see from here clearly, Im Dal who is not telling me you have to be Dal from beginning to end. That can't be the Joshua. So Elohu Lamli, so now we go back to square one, so what do you do with the word who then? So Gemara says the who, this is referring to the who still in the context of the Metzorah. Now this is by the, the Erecha now. So what's the word who telling us by Erech? And I said, Imahu, what's a drasha? Who can mean from beginning to end? Because we had the whole question from Imdal who. So the Gemara therefore says, referring to Rabbi Kadislai, Ulurabban Kadislai. Like we saw earlier in the Amud here, above the Mishnah here, that who, according to Rabbi, he was the one who taught us that if a guy, the Ani, Mitzara, Ani, and Madira is an Ashir, there he would have to pay according to an Ashir. Who is only when both of them are going to be Anim. And according to Rabbanan, they use the word who to tell me that if a Ani is Madir, a Ani Mitzora, he actually gets to pay the that of an Ani. So who is used for a different drasha, not to tell me
no,
Mahusa.
I think it's Ani that he has to bring to Mahusha, right?
I think that was only according to Rebbe, but I think Rabbanan say that the Ani... That's for Rebbe, though.
That's for the Tanakama.
Yeah?
No.
That's what it says here in my art scroll. It says that Rabban Kedislai to exclude a poor man who vows to bring offerings for a rich Mitzara from the dispensation which would allow him to bring an offering of a lesser value. So I think it's teaching that he's allowed to bring the lesser value.
Machlek is
Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, let's go by to finish this daf now. The Gemara says, Elohu. So we did El Meat, if that's the case. Vuhu, and Vuhu aid. The Pasuk says, Vuhu aid, that the aid has to be an aid, a kosher aid. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Vuhu aid? So the Gemara says, Ache he kosher mitchilasa vat sofa. So the word who is telling us here that he has to be kosher from beginning to end, he has to be a kosher aid. If you're going to tell me that yes, in a chanami has to be an aid from beginning to end, well, that can't be the case. Not because aid doesn't have to be kosher from beginning to end. It tells us, Let's say a guy knew it's about a certain person, now this guy became his father-in-law, or son-in-law. So now they're related. Or the guy's a bekeach, she was a bekeach when he saw the edus, and then he became nischari, she became deaf, and now he's possible for edus. Or let's say he was pesuach v'nistama, he was able to see, and he was now he became a suma. Or shafu v'nishtata, he had understanding of things, he had a seichel, and now he was become a shota. I raise the apostle. These cases, he's possible because b'shas hagada, the moment he's telling you the edus, he's going to be disqualified. Let's say b'shas re'iya, he wasn't related. And then he, in between, became a son-in-law. So now he's a karov, and now he's pasul. And then achar kach, the Gemara says in Daf Yud Ches, afterwards, what happened was mesa, bito, so the daughter died, the wife died, so now he's single, he's no longer related, the father-in-law is no longer his father-in-law. Or let's say, bikeach v'nischarish v'chaz v'nispakech. Let's say he was bikeach, and he was able to hear, and then became deaf, and then he got his hearing back. Or pasuach v'nistam v'achar kach nispateach. He was first, he had a seichel, then he became, he was able to see, and then he became a suma, and then he's able to see again, and then shafa v'nishata v'chaz v'nishafa. Same thing in terms of his seichel. He had a seichel, then he became a shota, then he became a seichel again. These are all situations, kasher. They're all kasher because they're klal. Kol shetchilasa v'sof v'kasher is kasher. As long as b'shas r'iyah. And then again, b'shas hagada, he was kasher. We don't care what happens in between. So then the question becomes, how do you learn the pasuk v'hu eid? V'hu means he has to be kasher eidus from beginning to end. So Gemara says, no. Shiny hasam, there is different. The Amar Krah, the pasuk says, ora im lo yagid. Biriya v'agada tal rachmana. So milsa. So the pasuk says, since it says describing the halachas of eidus, it says, v'hu eid ora o yada im lo yagid nasa avona. So the Torah is emphasizing both Shas R'iyah and Shas Agada, so that's why we only care about those two moments. But everything in between, we're completely fine with. And let's finish off to the two dots quickly. Velevahu lamali. So what do you do from the word who then? It says aid who. So what is who teaching us? If it's not teaching us aid this from beginning to end. It must be l'chetetanya. The Brisa tells us, ra siya shabnei adam omdim v'eida b'neim. Let's say you see a group of people standing together. And you see two Edim that you know amongst them that have some Edis that you could testify. Vamar mashbi'anu aleichem im yodim atem li Edis shetavav etayiduni. That you say, you guys there, the whole group, swear to me that you don't know Edis about this particular event. We know there's an Isser, a person that knows Edis, he has to testify. And if he swears he doesn't know testify, and he doesn't know any Edis, then there's a carbon he brings, the Pasuk talks about. So how do you know that the guy says to the whole group of people, Mashbiyani aleichem im yodim atem li Edis, shetavo v'ta'iduni, liyachu yuchayavim. That might have a din, he'd be chayav to bring a carbon shuas Edis if he says he doesn't know testimony, if in fact he does. That doesn't work, tamalomer, vu eid, v'arei lo yachad eidav. You have to single him out, you have to appoint him, you have to miyachi eidim. To say to a group of people, your whole stadium of people, swear to me, don't know Edis, that's not subject to the carbon of Shua's Edis. So Yacha Afilo Amar, call me, but let's say you use the phrase, call me, anyone who knows. You have a whole stadium of people. Call me, anyone who knows Edis should testify. One might think there too that wouldn't result in a carbon Shua's Edis. Tamalomar Vuhu Eid Vare Yachad Edav. You can single out many, many people, and that will qualify for a carbon Shua's Edis. Okay. We'll stop here. Again, Chodesh, everyone. Thank you.